Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't think that Christian Fulton starting the season with the team. This is not based in anything. Like, no one has told me anything. I'm just, you haven't been there so far. Like, we're kind of halfway done with training camp. I mean, maybe he shows up at some point in 2 weeks and is healthy, kind of ready to go. But I also think that the Chiefs are kind of in a position where they can bring him along slowly. Like, if there's one position group where I think the Chiefs could possibly be down a starter, maybe other than wide receiver, just because they've kind of been used to playing without their full complement of weapons. I mean, I would guess that it's cornerback, right? I mean, if you're telling me that you feel good with Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson, Nazi Johnson, Joshua Williams, and you throw Noel Williams in there, the draft pick that you just picked up, if that's your five heading into the season, I think you feel pretty good about where you are, especially with your defensive line fully healthy right now. And you also got to factor this in, which I haven't heard too many people talk about. The Chiefs have never had Charles Omenihu at the beginning of a season. Remember, when he first got over here from San Francisco, he was suspended because of off-the-field issues. He then was out because of a leg injury because he tore his ACL. I mean, this is the first week one that they're going to have Charles Omenihu, and I think we saw last year at the second half of the season, the Chiefs were a drastically different pass rush when they had Charles Omenihu and he was lined up alongside George Karlaftis than it was beforehand. So I think that's a big plus for the Chiefs defense and one that people are not factoring in. They obviously like Mike Dana. They have him as a starter right now on their depth chart. Ashton Gelati, I actually think outside of Josh Simmons, he's been the rookie that's gotten the most conversation and buzz about him. It hasn't really been Jalen Royals. It hasn't been the running back, Rashard Smith. You haven't really heard anything about the linebacker that they went out and picked up this year. The guy who has gotten the most kind of run and kind of kept his name in the mix, I think it's been Ashton Gelati. And if you kind of look at the depth chart, I mean, they have him right now as the second string. They have him ahead of Felix Onyedike Uzomah. Now, maybe you're not putting any stock into it because it's the depth chart, but I do think that the preseason game this weekend is going to tell us what we need to know about where guys are and how they feel about certain guys, and more specifically, who's playing late in these things. I think Josh Simmons is going to be treated like the starting left tackle. I think he's playing one, maybe two series, and then they're getting him out of here. Where does Wanya Morris play on the offensive line? Is Felix running with the twos and threes for the most part? Like, I think there's a lot of things in terms of the depth and how their roster is going to shake out that you can take from the preseason that we're going to end up finding out this weekend against the Arizona Cardinals. But I'm just looking at right now the cornerback room. I just don't think that Christian Fulton's going to be there. He had surgery. He hasn't practiced so far. He's not going to play this week for their first preseason game. You would have to guess that he also isn't going to play for their third preseason game. The Chiefs play that one pretty close to the vest, as most teams do. I mean, he just isn't going to have much time to kind of get ramped up and get ready and get that acclimation process that you need. I can see him starting the year on the PUP list. They try to have him healthy toward the middle part of the season and ready to go for the second half. That's kind of how I see this thing playing itself out, at least when it comes to their big free agent acquisition with Christian Fulton on the defensive side of the ball.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.